Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
So, your second Bond movie, how exciting?
Yeah, it's tremendously exciting. It was exciting to be asked to do one, and now to be asked back is doubly exciting.
What do you make of the new additions?
I think they're incredibly interesting. I really am such an admirer of all these actors who are joining the team. Leia and Christoph and Andrew, Monica. You know, it's really rich and wonderful.
Give us a sense of what it's like being part of this Bond bandwagon as an actor.
Well, to be honest, it's a lot like any other job, apart from occasions like this, when you're suddenly confronted with the reality and you hear the theme tune and there's people and there's this amazing spectacle. But day to day, it's like doing anything else. And it's really only on these occasions when you go, oh my goodness, I'm in a Bond film. And it feels massive and a bit daunting. But most of the time, it's all right.
How conscious are you that you're a part of history?
Well, again, you can't really dwell too much on that. But just last night, when we did Skyfall, I got given that this beautiful Taschen book, about this big, you can't see how big that is, but it's a big book, and it's got hundreds of pages all about all the Bond films, all the 23 Bond films before this one, and I was just flicking through it, and looking at all the pictures, and all the other Bonds, and all the other Qs, and all the other money pennies and everything else, and I did feel excited, and had a little moment, yeah.
Do you know yet any of the kind of things that you're going to get, the kind of gadgets that you're going to get to play with? Or?
Oh, yes, but I'm not allowed to say anything. But there's a few more than last time. I think I can say that much.
Ben, who would be your dream theme tune person for this film? Kind of giving us an insight into your own music taste. Who would you love to see do that theme tune? If you don't know already, of course.
Well, I do know who's
Is it Sam Smith?
Tell us all.
I'm not allowed to say. Who was I thinking? I was thinking that someone the other day who would sound really good. Whose voice do I like at the moment?
When you say you're not allowed to say, what would happen to you if you did?
I think I'd get called into someone's office and just given very stern looks and a word of warning or something. Or just sort of that very disappointed look. Like, Ben, why are you? Thank you.
Good luck, thanks.